blessed to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen. Yesterday, Meredith wished us to sing after she obeyed the gospel, baptized into Christ. She wished us to sing this song that she's enjoyed at camp and enjoyed in activities of the church here and everything, and I know that you do too. Oh Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Indeed, it is the case that we become the sanctuary for the Lord, and the practice of living that life in front of others provides them an example that the Lord wishes us to have. And may that be the case in Mary's life. Good to be with you all this morning. Good to be a part of the service with you in this new year, 2019. Can you believe we will arrive at this time? January the 6th. Can you believe that that has quickly come about? This is going to be, look like a fast month in the year. We started planning out for the activities of it. My, we had to quickly come about. And folks wanted to come here, be a part of things with us, and we're glad of that. Tonight, Jerry and Paula Bates will be up here talking things and doing a PowerPoint presentation of where they have been and what kind of work, and some new brethren that they've met in various parts of the world. And that'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. Our regular Wednesday night service will get underway once again. We'll have our adult studies. We'll have our young ladies' studies too. And we'll also have our young people studies. And that'll be on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock as we get underway with this particular week. The study of God's Word is a study that we have because the Lord really loves His Word. He loves His Word to the teaching of His will toward others. It's always been the case. When He had Moses to write Genesis and Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, time and time again in those particular books of the Bible, we read where God says something regarding His Word, His statements, His teachings to people, how magnificent they are, how glorious they are, how wonderful they are, and how much blessings there comes from people doing His Word and doing His will. He talked to Adam and Eve about that garden and that garden of paradise, telling them of that fruit that is in the midst of the garden, thou shalt not eat thereof, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. The devil came along and said, no, you won't die. You'll be as wise as God. And no one could be that way. We'd be wise only as God has taught us about His will, we learn later. And it is the case that Adam and Eve went into that sin and that wrongdoing at that time. But they did not physically die at that day and time. Adam and Eve lived on, begat many sons and many daughters, according to Genesis chapter 5. But they died in another way, a more sustaining kind of meaning for the word die. They were separated from God as a result of their actions. Being separated from God, we find ourselves spiritually in death. As a result of that, we find ourselves not acceptable to God at His right hand, not acceptable to Him in eternity. It is the case that He had already had that experience with the angels. As we read along in Jude chapter 1 and in 2 Peter chapter 2 and at verse 4, He took those angels and He separated them from Himself. He took those angels that disobeyed Him and He separated them from Himself. And He was aware of the fact that there could be those who would disobey His word. And here's Adam and Eve being taught, you shall not eat of this fruit. But they did eat of that fruit, and they were banished from that particular garden of paradise. The Lord even placed an angel there with a flaming sword to prevent them from re-entering and by their own volition deciding to eat of the tree of life and live forever here on earth. He did not allow them to live forever here on earth and banish them by an angel who would be just standing guard and not allowing them to re-enter that garden of paradise, that garden of Eden. In the book of Leviticus, we have more and more detail in regard to this. When we talk about the ways of God, we're talking about a way that's right. And Leviticus chapter 17, in reference to our way of life, he tells us we should not honor that way, that will of our hearts and lives, but we should honor his will always, trusting in him that things will turn out for the better. When we talk about Exodus, we're talking about God's banishment from the people of Egypt and how that they would be delivered and how these children of Israel would be blessed so long as they kept his word. The idea was that as they entered into that desert time, they would have a pillar of cloud to shade them from the heavy sunshine on that desert during the day. They would have a pillar of fire to be a way of warmth in that cold, barren area during the night. Their shoes would not wear out. Their clothes would not wear out. They would go toward a land of promise. And in spite of this, when they sent out those spies to reckon the land, they came back saying, oh no, 10 of them at least, said, we cannot go over there, and with what we have, we cannot be victorious, because they are like giants over there in that land. And they will defeat us and they will tear us up and it'd be a terrible thing. And Joshua and Caleb said, no, we're well able to go over and do that. Only two. They said they were worried about their children. Their children would lose their lives in this land. And it'd be a terrible thing. And if they made it over that way, their giants would consume them. And it'd be a terrible thing to be the result. And the Lord said, because you were worried about your little children, you will not be able to go into the promised land. You that are 22 years of age and older, you will not be able to go. But your children will arrive. They arrive there with no wear on their shoes, no wear on their clothes. They arrive there ready for the place and the ways and the days and the events that took place. What a blessing it is to have to trust in God's word and God's will. Even as late as the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, references made back to those who did not believe as they should, and thus they did not enter into his land of rest. We're talking about something that's terrible that happened to them. When we talk about this particular part of the Bible, we're talking about the first five books of the Old Testament. Such things are said and noted, the importance of his word. Let's move on further in regard to this matter. We get up to the prophet Jeremiah. In chapter 8, Jeremiah says, oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. He had studied it, and he looked at it, and he'd remembered the things that he studied. And now then he could say to the people, oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps. In our day and time, are we trying to outdo the days of Jeremiah? Are we trying to direct our own steps and make our own choices and do our own deeds and misdeeds? Are we trying to tell the same value as to a lie as to the truth and live that way in life? Is that the way that we really should live? And it's not the way that we should live at all. That's not the right things of God for us to practice as we go forth in this walk of life. As we go forth in this way of life, in this walk of life, let us be people then who love God's word and God's will. David will say this in regard to this matter. He says, regarding the man who is blessed is a man who delights in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. When we get up in the morning, is one of the first things that we do, pray to God and open his word and read a verse or two there for the day. Before we go to sleep at night, we get so tired out during the course of the day and activities of the day. I'm guilty of the same sort of thing. We get into the matter where we wake up during the night and we don't realize we've found a word of prayer before we went to sleep. And we pray then. I hope you do. That's what I do. If I have that kind of weariness and tiredness that I just drop off when I lay down. All these kind of things are part of our daily walk of life. And we find ourselves following God's word and God's will. When we come to the New Testament of the Bible, the delight of the Lord's word is such a benefit to our lives. Our Lord Jesus said, you've heard it said of them of olden time, I say unto you. He was rewriting some things about how to worship God and serve God and do his right way. In John chapter 4, in reference to the woman at the well, Jesus said regarding her life and her walk of life, he said that this God of heaven desires faithful people to worship him in spirit and in truth. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God seeking out faithful people to worship him in spirit and in truth. Did he find those worshipers here today? Did he find us bowing before the Lord with thoughts in our mind of his body and his blood? Did we find ourselves giving a proof of our love? Do we find ourselves being spiritually minded in everything that we studied today and everything we've talked about today? Or do we just find ourselves dancing along with the ideas that are said, just going along with the thoughts in mind, just, I don't know how we look at it, but let's look at it from a spiritual standpoint. Let's look at it from a benefit for our souls. And as Jude would say in Jude 1 and verse 3, I'll concentrate on this particular passage and ideas of it through the remainder of our study this morning. And that is, when I gave all diligence, brethren, to write of you the common salvation, it was needful and necessary for me to write unto you of this common salvation, and that you should earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. The faith is what we're to seek. Wherever we are in religious matters, wherever we are with whomever is speaking and teaching, we should be able to follow along in God's word to see the faith. The faith, the message of the Lord. Earnestly contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. That word once is used back in Hebrews 9 at 27. As it appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. So it is once the idea. The idea of reincarnation and coming back again from that religious system is just not true. And there are many who may hear us on this internet system today who will wonder about that, about reincarnation. But this passage, as we read it here, we read in reference to the matter that it was once delivered. And thus it is that we are to die once. It's not a matter of reincarnation that takes place. The judgment comes after that first death that takes place. We do not want to enter into a second death that's described in the book of Revelation chapter 20 as a death of the soul. We want to be people who follow the way of the Lord. The faith. The faith once delivered to the saints. Delivered to them to do what with it? To obey it first. Be a person who practices that way of life. That's the teaching of God's word. James says to us in James 1, beginning at verse 15, in reference to this matter, don't be just hearers only of God's word, but doers of his word, his work. If we are doers of his work, we'll find blessings as a result. If we're just hearers only, we deceive ourselves, and the truth will never be within us. That's what we have. We have a message of truth, and that message is to be heard by us. As it's heard by us, it's to be practiced by us. It's to be followed by us. As we follow that way of life, we find a way of doing. In Paul's words to Timothy about this time, about this ways of faith and everything, in 1 Timothy 4, 12, he says the following, be thou an example of the believers. Be an example of the believers in the words that you say, the conversation or manner of life that you go about doing. In your words, in your conversation, and in your charity, in your love. Make it a love for God that you do things. Make it a love for the right things. Make it a love for His prayers and His ways of life. Make it real, true love. Be an example in that way of love. Then in that enthusiasm for life, that spirit that you have in life, be sure that that spirit is godly and God's way and God's will. Not just telling people off, not just telling them away and sending them away, but being people who enthusiastically deliver that message because it's a message that's helped your life and mine. Be an example of the believers in that way of life, of spirit, faith. Have that way of life as we live in believing. as we pray prayers for the missionaries. We believe that God hears that, and we believe that they will be better blessed because we have offered that word of prayer in their behalf. Do we believe that? Or do we just believe that just that's the thing to do? That's the song to sing. That's a word to say in prayer. That's just all it is to it. Or do we really believe that being an example in that way of life is a way that the Lord has taught us to do? We should be people then who help folks in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith. Have that faith when that prayer that we offer. And in purity. Purity is a way of life that helps people to trust in us. If we live a way of life that is in purity in life, they'll trust their children over in our yard. They'll trust their children at our own watching for their care while they're going to the store or the shop. They'll have trust in that way of life for us because we are people who care for them. We're people who keep them out of the street. We're people who will guard them from an insect or an animal that may come into the yard slithering that will be dangerous for them. We will be people who watch out for their betterment. And as a result of that, they can trust us. Purity in life is a good thing for us. When we know that a road is going to an end and that a bridge is out up ahead, shall we not stop and block the road and wave our hands diligently and call upon those who are coming down the lane to stop, stop, stop. The bridge is out up ahead. The bridge is out up ahead. We went up ahead and we saw, and now then we've come back and help you. Wouldn't that be a wonderful character of life to be able to assist somebody in further life themselves? All because of God's word and God's will, we'll practice that example. That example that will make a difference in the words we say, the manner of life that we lead, the charity that we have in our hearts. The way that we enthusiastically go about life in spirit. The way that we live in faith when we pray as well as when we serve. And that way of purity, that we make a change in life. We're not worldly mannered and worldly ways, and therefore no one can trust us with even their little children. Here's a way to live according to God's word and to enjoy a way of life. May I call upon you to go back to the book of Revelation now as I close this lesson and go to the last chapter of the book of Revelation, chapter 22. And read there what he says about this word of God. He's already stated it back in Deuteronomy and in the book of Proverbs. Thou shalt not add unto the words of the prophecy of this book, he says. Oh my. As Evoy closes this particular work, he's telling them, do not add to. Unless you want to have the plagues that are written in this book added unto your life. He also says, thou shalt not take away any part out of this book. Unless you want your name taken out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things that are written in this book. If I want to add to God's word and practice something that's not holy about the Lord's Supper, if I want to add to the singing and practice something there in worship that is wonderful for people to practice and to do in country singing and other things, but when we come to the worship of God, sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3 and verse 16. Sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. Would I want to add anything else to His Word? And would I want to take anything away from His Word? Would I want to take the commitment made in marriage, for example, and that commitment made in marriage to love, to honor, and to cherish, and to obey? Would I want to take that away from a man or woman and just add something else to it. The practices of life these days is very worldly. And the idea of explaining, someone needs to explain how man can be married to a man and a woman married to a woman. It's a way of life that is different than this word says. And what does he say? Do not add unto the words of the prophets of this book. Otherwise, the plagues that are written therein shall be added to you. Do not take away from the words of the prophets of this book. For God shall take away his part out of the book of life, from the holy city, and from the promises made that he would otherwise have. The Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit, we know that, the Holy Spirit, he's a part of the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians 2, he says, the Holy Spirit revealed this Word unto us, which we now teach unto you. The Holy Spirit revealed this book, revealed this Word, Paul writes. Here it is that the Spirit says, come. And the bride says, come. Who is the bride? When we look back in the context of this, we see the bride being the people of the Lord. And when we go back as far as Ephesians chapter 5, we read where the bride is the church of the living God. The bride. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Well, if you're subject to the Lord's invitation today to be just a Christian, to follow His Word and His will, honor His Word and love His Word as He has said, be like the man who is described in Psalm 1. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. Be like the John who wrote this particular information in Revelation 22, and not add to nor take from, but according to his word, let the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that is athirst say, come. And drink of the water of life freely. Would you come and do that and obey the Lord today as we stand and as we sing together? Will you come with me?